Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Happy Monday, ladies CEOs. This is your girl, Coach Shea. I am back with the Woman Christian CEO podcast show with our sixth episode. Have you been wondering where I've been? I hope so. I haven't quit and I am still here, but I did take a few weeks off to really get quiet and get in aligned to what I believe God is calling us forth to do in the year, finishing this year out of 2019 and to position us for 2020. And I'm extremely excited to share some of those amazing revelations and new things that we have moved forward to do. But I wanted to share this really quick before I move forward. There comes a time in your life and in your business where you do have to get quiet. You have to stop and get truly in alignment to hear what God desires for you to do. That's the time I did in the month of June. I did travel a lot and visiting family, and I went on a business trip. But in that time, I was able to really get in alignment and really dig deep to what I believe God has spoken to my heart to move forward. And the only way for me to know what that was is to take time out. When we're in a space of going, we tend not to hear the direction that God wants us to go in. So I encourage you to spend time, get quiet, so you can know the direction that God desires you to go in, so you're not spinning your wheels and you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed. I'm so blessed to share that we have revealed that we have started the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School. I am so ecstatic about this amazing direction that we've been going in. We have been doing certifications for the last 3 years, but we have been also training women to launch their coaching businesses, whether it's through becoming, we use the strategies of creating your signature coaching program and training services, also launching yourself as a speaker to share your powerful message, and to become an author, to position yourself as an expertise in what God has given you to do. And so through that, we've combined all three and we launched the Life, the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School. And so I want you to stay tuned. I'll be sharing more about that at the end on how you can learn about this amazing school to help get you where you believe God has called you to. So today's topic is a very powerful topic that I want to address today. And our topic is discipline as God's strategy for business success. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Discipline is God's strategy for business success. And I'm going to talk about three things why it is important, why self-discipline and it is a part of God's strategy for you to have great success in your business, and not just in your business, but in your life, in your spiritual walk, or any capacity that you're desiring to see goals manifested in your life. Why is this topic important? As we move forward to complete the year of 2020, we are more than halfway there now. 2019, preparing for 2020. We're more than halfway there now. And many people are really excited. They got a lot of momentum going. They have a lot of inspiration, motivation. But when it comes to doing the work, yes, when it comes to getting things done, when it comes to completing your task, we lack discipline. and we're lacking discipline, but you yet are expecting God to manifest the blessings that you desire. But the key in order to get to the manifestation, in order for you to accomplish your goals, in order for you to see the manifestation of your goals, it requires discipline in order to receive it. This revelation, I've known it, but did I really hear it? That's a difference. We know about discipline. We understand that it's a part of our lives, but do you really hear that it is the key that's going to get you from where you are right now to where you desire to go? Is discipline in completing your tasks in order to get there. Now, I know many of us are on a journey of being healthy. Many of us is on a journey of having a great body and being a whole in our body. We're in a time now where we're talking about self-discipline. We're talking about self-care. I'm even a part of some challenges where we're talking about self-care. Summer, this is a summer of self-care. I'm also a part of the challenge where we are no sugar, no carbs. You know, all those kind of great things. And then we also talking about rest, and everybody's talking about it now. It's the buzz going on, which all of us is true. But in order to get to those results that we want in our body, in our minds, in our rest, it requires discipline. It requires discipline. So let me share this. I want you to write these three things down. If you're driving, I want you to come back. And I want you to listen in a stationary area where you can not be driving, writing things down. So number three, discipline prepares us. That's number one. Discipline prepares us. I'm going to read a scripture, Luke 16 and 10. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in the large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibility. One of God's principles for advancement, I want you to hear me really good. One of God's principles for advancement is requirement to be diligent with what he have and what we are before he will advance us to bigger and better things. Now I'm going to say that again because I did write these notes down because I want to make sure you understood. One of God's principles for advancement is the requirement to be diligent with what we have and where we are before he will advance us to bigger and better things. Being faithful requires self-discipline. You want to make $10,000 a month? You want to have a roster of full, amazing clients? You want to write more books? You want to get on stages and speak? You want to have events all across the world? It requires faithfulness. And if I sound like my preaching voice, that's okay. But it requires faithful over the little things that you already have. Are you being consistent with what he's already given you to do? Are you being consistent with what he's already have commissioned and mission for you to do right now? All right. God knows that if you aren't disciplined to take care of what which you have right now, and this is not materialistic things, women of God, but also in your body, your family, your jobs, your ministry positions, then you will not be ready for God to bring you more responsibility and influence in your life. I'm going to read that again. God's discipline strategy for business success is discipline. Number two, I want to make sure you write this down. Self-discipline keeps us healthy. Self-discipline keeps us healthy. Let me talk about this a few minutes because I don't want to be here very long. I was traveling in the month of June and I lacked discipline, I'm going to be honest, in my eating choices. Let me tell you the result of that. When I got back from all of the traveling, maybe 2 days after I'm back home, I got ill. I got some type of virus in my stomach. I do believe it came from the lack of discipline in eating or making healthier choices in the foods that I was eating. And I made a commitment and a vow to God that I'm going to be disciplined in whatever I do in my food choices, whether I'm traveling or not traveling. Prior to that, I was doing moderately well of taking care of myself and eating healthier and making better choices and for my body. And I got back off track and that resulted in sick. And I stayed sick more than 5 days, guys, which is very scary for me. Normally, I'm 2-3 days, I'm back to normal, but I was not. So I realized that in order for me to be on this journey of pursuing and moving and doing what God have us to me to do, my body has to be healthy. It has to be, as the saints would say in the church, I need to have a reasonable portion of my health and strength in order to do the will of God. So it requires for us to be disciplined, whether it's drinking more water, whether it's moving more, whether it's getting out off the couch and eating chips or whatever it is for you, it's going to require to being healthy. If you truly want business success, your body has to be healthy in order to do it. Because we understand that God's will. See, the thing is, our body only will do, it only will perform how you take care of it. It will only perform. Now, let me tell you this. I am not an expert in talking about how healthy you need to be. I'm only speaking from my personal experience. There's a lot of other people who are masters in this area. I'm only speaking from Shea's perspective that I know for a fact, and if I don't do what it takes to be healthy in my body is going to be tired. It will not be able to move forward in, I believe, what God has given us to do. And so it is the temple that God has allowed me to take care of, to push towards greatness and to pursue his will. So you have to be disciplined in this area. What is something that you can start doing? I simply decided that I'm not going to do any fast food. No more fast food. Is it challenging? Yes. But guess what I'm doing right now as I record this show? I have grilled chicken on the grill and I'm getting ready to saute my shrimps and vegetables so I can prepare for the entire week. What do you need to do in order to be disciplined in the area so you can have true business success? And the last one I want to share is that disciplines increases our focus and our productivity. Discipline increases our focus and our productivity. Let me share this before I move forward. This is 1 Corinthians 9 and 27. I discipline my body like an athlete training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. And of course, I'm reading from, I believe, the NIV version. But I want you to understand that it's so important that we be healthy and whole and taking care of our bodies. Okay, self-discipline increases our focus and productivity. Here we are, Proverbs 13 and 4. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. Hard work is always a part of experiencing the next level God has for us. Promotions are results of being diligent and producing results where you are at. When you exercise discipline, self-discipline in your life, your mind is freed up to focus on what you need to focus on instead of all the things you feel like you should be doing. Negative thoughts attack us every day. And when we lack self-discipline in our lives and neglect to do the things we know we need to do, those negative thoughts attack hard. These thoughts can make us feel ashamed of ourselves. And when we walk around with shame and self-hatred, it consumes our focus and steals our productivity. We must become disciplined in order to have true business success. Now, I'm talking about business, but all of this goes in every area of our lives. In every area of our lives, we must become focused. We must become disciplined in these areas that God wants us to be in order to get the results. I know that everyone is on Instagram and they're showing the laptop lifestyle on the beaches and drinking pina coladas and daiquiris and oh my God, and everybody's on the ships and they're selling and they're working. And I'm not saying those things are not true, but let me tell you, that is not reality on an everyday basis. It is not reality on an everyday basis. In order to get real success, we're going to have to acquire, it requires discipline. And it requires commitment at a level that only you can get results from when you decide to do it. The bottom line is that self-discipline brings us closer to God and it puts us in a better position to hear from Him. It causes us to make better choices and walk in the path that God has for us because we take time to listen to His voice. We will experience His peace when we walk through hard times because we are disciplined to study His word and remember His promises about carrying us through. We are able to bless others by making ourselves available to speak God's word in our life. A spiritually strong life is a wonderful life to live, but it doesn't come without effort. Staying close to God is the only way you will have a strong sense of purpose and peace in your life. I encourage you once again to really reevaluate where you are. Are you practicing self-discipline in your life? Are you putting those things that you know you need to do? I'm always in a place of practicing self-discipline. None of us have arrived. There's always room for improvement. And remember these three things. Self-discipline prepares us. It keeps us happy, healthy. And it increases our focus in our productivity. When you're able to do these three things in your self-discipline, the income, the clients, the notoriety, the access, the influence, the impact you will have when you implement these things in your life. So I encourage you today to spend some time, choose three things that you can personally work on to improve on your area of self-discipline. I'm doing one right now today, and that is preparing my food for the week. Once I prepare my food, it would eliminate me from eating fast food. Second thing I'm going to focus on is moving more. I do exercise at least 3 days a week that I've been committed to, but guess what? It's time to take it up. So we're going to add an extra day in there. 4 days a week, we're committing to being at the gym. Now, I love going to the gym because I'm not the one that's going to walk in the heat. But I will go to the gym. I promise I do. I've been really consistent. And so I'm adding another day in there. And the third thing I'm doing for my area of discipline is drinking more water. I typically get 64 ounces in a day, but we're going to add another 8 ounces to that to make sure that we are flushing out our body. So what can you do? What can you do in the area of self-discipline? There's many more. I'm adding more to that in preparing our podcast shows, so I won't be missing shows. You know, things that I know I can do better. Like, we're recording this show right now, and I'll get ready to record our second one that will be already ready to go and move forward. And so that way we're staying consistent on the task that God has given us. So I encourage you today to do something. Choose three things that you're going to do to focus on, to have self-discipline, so you can get the results that you desire to see in your life. And I'm going to finish this today. If you are a woman that truly have a desire to be in the marketplace, and you know you've been called to help people do the transformational work, and you're ready to create wealth, I want you to join me on Wednesday, on July the 17th. I'm doing a free training, absolutely online at no cost. This free training is called Launch Your Life Coaching Empire. It's going to be teaching you the 7 streams of income, 7 benefits of having life coach training, and why the time is now to answer the call to coach. All you need to do is go to bit.ly/ The Woman Christian CEO Call. I'm going to read that again. It's bit.ly/ The Woman Christian CEO Call. I will put this in our notes in our podcast. You can just click on that link, get registered for that free training, and you're going to receive great, powerful information that you can implement to get you moving in your life coaching business. I really hope this podcast inspired you. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast show. Make sure you tell everyone, share this with your friends, share this with your boss sisters, share this with other lady CEOs. Tell everyone about us, because we are on the move to share God's message through the world as women CEOs, as what he's called us to do. All right, guys, stay tuned. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for listening, lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.